Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You know something about Bill's Mafia? You know something about Buffalo, New York? Mm. You know something about cats that's used to playing in blizzards? Mm. Buffalo's a different animal. In the playoffs, with a Super Bowl on the line, you got Josh Allen all his own. He hear you talking. He hear us talking. Stephon Diggs, gone. Gabe Davis, gone. Everything changed around. A bunch of different personnel on the defensive side of the ball. And what they do, they the number two seed in the AFC. I'm going to tell you exactly what Josh Allen and those brothers are thinking. We got to get ready for Patrick Mahomes. Damn, nobody else we should fall to. Even Baltimore, who spanked them 35-10 in the regular season. That's how they thinking.
Stephen A. Smith
always has the juice. Give him that.
That's some juice.
How does he carry that energy constantly?
Great question.
All right.
Football Friday. Good morning.
I don't mind. I don't a Stephen A. take that I don't necessarily mind.
That was Stephen A. before Denver. I don't know who his pick is this week, but it's him before Denver. But laying it down that forget Baltimore. It's about beating Mahomes, and you know they got to get there. It's another year of you got to get there. 1 year it was Burrow that took you out on your way there. 803-0550. Coverage on Sunday starts at 10 a.m. Breakfast with the Bills. Derek and Joe.
All day.
6:30 kickoff. Going to be cold.
What's the previous game at? 3 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm at NFL.com where they are picking the winners in the divisional round. And every single game is a clean sweep across the board of picks, except for the Bills-Ravens game where the NFL.com panel has 4 out of 5 picking Baltimore. Mm. The Bills are the lone vote for an underdog in the entire round.
Mm-hmm.
The difference also at NFL.com picking the scores. The other games are not exactly predicted to be close, and this one is. So take that for what it's worth.
That's courage, people. I saw Jason McCourty on ESPN picked the Texans to beat the Chiefs.
Good luck.
And then got roasted for it, I think, for like 20 minutes after. But
803-0550, your vibe going in. We'll talk about it. Tense.
For me, it's my vibe is that I'm tense.
I'm already worried about
this game.
I'm already worried about what the lesson will be. Or I was driving around yesterday. You know, it happens. You think, man, what if they won this game? What if they won the next one? Then it's the Super Bowl. And then what do we do the day after they win the Super Bowl? What, we just come on a Monday and we just talk?
Uh-huh.
How does it even work? I thought about that at length yesterday. Sometimes I'll do that. All right, back to the phones. Gina in Delaware. Gina, good morning. Happy Football Friday.
Guys, I can't take it. I can't take it. Oh, my God. Does Josh Allen throw up before every game? Because I'm going to tell you something. I woke up hearing Stallone with all of his energy. I have got Stephen A. energy 24/7, 365 days a year. And when it comes to my Bills, it is off the hook. It is like Kevin from Home Alone slapping his face going, ah! That is how I feel. So here is a Ravens report, okay, guys? Because you know I live in Ravens country. I have been dropping off my little Wegmans Buffalo Bills plates and napkins like a little fairy, putting them on everybody's plates, and I've been getting pictures back with fingers in the middle of the plate. It is so funny. It is so much fun. This week has been great, but I'm going to tell you something. Two fans, two diehard Ravens fans. One, his name is Steve, right after the game when we beat Denver, said, and here's your statistic, and it is true because I woke up screaming, of course the show is about Derrick Henry. Are you stupid? The first text was, hope the boys are ready to hit Derrick Henry. There you go. There's your answer. The other Raven fan, his name is Nick, and he wanted the Mafia to know this. Not all fans feel like Jerry Coleman. They do not feel like Jerry Coleman. The Ravens fans respect the Bills. This particular fan said, you know who I want to win, Gina? The team who will beat the Chiefs. That is all I care about. So all I'm saying, guys, is I don't want this ride to end. It is not right how much I love my Buffalo Bills. I just love them. I just don't want this ride to end. I just want to figure out a way. How do we stop him? I actually knew the answer to that question. I was like, it's got to be more than 20 yards.
Yep.
What did you say?
24.3.
Yeah, yeah. So, guys, what is our answer? What are we going to do to stop this man so we can win? Guys, it's been great. Thanks for taking my calls. I want to call you Monday, and I want to be like, let's go! Go Bills, guys.
Thanks, Gina.
Hang up and listen.
Yeah, good luck in Ravens country. Yeah, the stat from the first segment is when Derrick Henry has a carry where he's not touched within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, he averages 24 yards per carry. So you got to get there. You got to get touches. I was also watching like game plan. I do think that if there were a needle going back and forth about what's being talked about in this matchup, it is 97% how the Bills can stop the Ravens, and 3%.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
About what the Ravens have to do to stop the Bills.
That seems right.
There's almost no talk about what the... the challenge the Ravens have. In fact, I saw Keyshawn Johnson talking about this, that the Ravens' game plan is easy. The way to stop the Bills is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Just get Josh Allen on the ground.
Okay,
oh,
well,
that's all.
Well, that's not.
That's
easy,
all. that's hard as tackling Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that's a bad. That's a bad
anyway,
take.
But he did say, all you got to do, get him on the ground. You get pressure, you get him on the ground. You pressure him more than 50%. You find a way to get pressure on him, and you hit him every time, and you get him on the ground, and that's the way to do it. Like, okay, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
He was sacked 14 times this year. If you add in the playoff game against Denver, that was 16 times the entire season.
Yeah. The way to get him is, well, that wouldn't be it. Because also he is very good at drawing, roughing the passer calls.
Yes, he is.
Also along the way. I know how the way to the Bills to attack the Ravens seems to be, which is, it's, as I mentioned, like perimeter, attack them at boundary corner, opposite Marlon Humphrey. And that might not be their greatest, you know, quality as an offense, but they maybe have that in them. And then I guess the other thing is Roquan Smith's having a down year in coverage, like a really down year in coverage. So that's maybe a little bit of the running backs and the tight ends. But mm-hmm. like to me, would you expect the Ravens are going to want to do what they pretty much did in the first meeting, which was dare the Bills to throw to the outside?
Probably.
Like, go ahead, let's see if you can do it.
Probably.
Now, they didn't have Cooper then, and Coleman was at the beginning of a rookie year. It could be different now because he's gone through the whole thing. But they I think that's pretty much what they did last time, and it mostly worked, and I wonder if the Bills could have better results trying it again.
Cooper is he's such an interesting figure here because he's such a, when I say perfect fit, I don't exactly mean perfect fit for what they needed. He was a fit for what they needed. He's a perfect fit for what they identify as, which is quiet, humble, nobody complains, the ball can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's a perfect fit for that. And he also showed up, and the offense found its rhythm, found its groove. He missed a couple of games, and they were fine, by the way, right?
Right.
He was hurt. Coleman missed some time. They were fine. So offensively, they're healthy. They're ready for this. The thing about Cooper that makes him so interesting to me is that don't we all kind of believe that there might be more in there that they haven't unlocked?
I want to believe
you
that.
You want to believe that. I might not want to believe that past this year. I mean, he had a good year in Cleveland before he got traded. And Devontae Adams got traded. And what happened with the Jets? I mean, they didn't win games, but he immediately proved to be still able to play and put up monster numbers and was great for them. And I know that the Bills' offense doesn't really function that way going to Cooper, but if they really need to change their stripes because they just... Allen's getting blitzed. They need someone to win on the outside. Who's that going to be?
Well, isn't that part of their design, though? Part of their design is we can funnel the ball. Well, maybe funnel's the wrong word. But we can attack a part of your defense with anybody. With the Lions, it was, okay, Ty Johnson's going to be our best receiver in this game because your linebackers can't cover him.
I think that's, yes, the Bills are good at that. Can they really attack somebody on the outside?
That's what I mean. Like, is that the one thing they really have? I mean, they kind of did it against the Rams, didn't they?
Kind of. He got 6 catches on 14 targets.
Yeah. There was Shakir made some big plays even, maybe lined up in the slot, but I remember there was one deep pass that Shakir caught along the sideline in that Ram game. So maybe that's the one. But, like, in theory, if you are able to do everything, then that should include, okay, this team's weakness is outside, then I want to be capable of funneling the ball to a top outside receiver.
Right. That comes down to, do you believe they can do everything? I don't believe they can do everything. I think they can do a lot of things, maybe more things than they have been able to do in years past, but I don't think they can do everything.
Is this the thing you think they'd be the worst at?
I'd be worried about it. Yeah, I would. I feel like...
Well, I hope it's not as just that simple, that there is ways to attack them over the middle and that you can get Shakir involved. And because remember, he was hurt in that first meeting. You can run it even though they've allowed 3.5 yards per attempt. Like, I hope all that's true because I share the skepticism that they would be able to just line up beginning to end, attack them outside with Cooper and Coleman and have that work.
803-0550 to join us. It is Football Friday. Give us a ring. We'll get more phone calls in. Dan, hang on. We're loaded up today. Sal Capaccio going to join us. Chris Brown going to join us. It's Football Friday on WGR.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.